Today's sponsor, W Films. W Films is a full-service video production company located in Lewis, Delaware. Need help getting your message out on social media? How about creating a brand film for your company's website? W Films experts can help you create the perfect video and help you get the social media attention you've been looking for. W Films also specializes in marketing materials for real estate. They can provide cinematic video tour, HDR photography, and a fully immersive 360-degree tour to help your property get sold faster and for more money. To find out more, go to wfilmsmedia.com or call 302-569-0725. 302-569-0725. Everyone has a story. Let us tell yours. All right. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Check them out. They appreciate it. Good morning. Good morning. What is it? September the 28th, 2021, Tuesday. Good morning. How are you? How's everybody been? It's been a bit. No real reason. Just busy. Busy, busy. It's good to be busy. I'm in a business where I work by appointment, and I am very busy. And I don't know. I mean, I've been doing this. I've been in this business for a while. I've always been somewhat busy, busier than ever now. And it is. You know, if you would ask somebody, and when I, share my sad story about how busy I am, everyone says, "Oh, well, it's good. It's good to be busy. It is good to be busy." Everything that I have today, everything that I go through, any success, any failures, and how I handle them is all because I am sober. You know, these are good problems to be busy. You know, I'd like to think that it's because I have an amazing talent. I do think I have. I get the job done. I think it's just the amount of people that just have come out of the woodwork, right? I'm not sure where you live, but where I live, a lot of people have been moving, which is great, right? But it's just very busy. And it's tough because when new people show up, you know, you want to be able to oblige and accommodate and let them, you know, I mean, of course you can't maybe do it that day, but you'd like to be able to get it in, you know, in a week or so. It just can't do it. Just that busy. I mean, I think my next appointment is like at the end of October. Which is, you know, I remember when I first got into the business, I remember, you know, I have some friends that are in it. They're just, you know, outstanding hairdressers. And they were busy, booked out, you know, 4 weeks. And I used to think, that's crazy. How could you be booked out 4 weeks? I mean, really? I'm booked out 4 weeks now, and I don't know how to handle it. I just don't do well with it. I'm talking about it on this podcast because hopefully nobody of my clients listens to it, and I don't want to sound ungrateful and annoyed. But, you know, I just got into it with a client. And, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to let somebody really have it. You know, there were texts and, you know, we had gone on vacation, and it just wasn't, I couldn't do it. I just had no openings. I mean, and this person got very upset, really chewed me out. They really let me have it. And I didn't even do anything. I mean, terms like hollow promises have been text to me, and I'm like, I didn't even promise you anything. I didn't say anything. I said I would do the best that I can. And when I did, this was unacceptable to this person. And honestly, I mean, I sort of get it. I do get it. The problem is, and the solution is that when a client comes in, they need to rebook. They just need to reschedule an appointment. That way they're in the schedule. The problem is I've always kept this, you know, as an alcoholic, as a guy in recovery, you know, I've always still have this position that I'm just not good enough, right? Like, I still can't believe I have clients. I still can't believe that I have a business that's been open now for 11 years. You know, it's had its ups and downs, but, you know, still you know, grinding through doing work. And I still, it's hard for me to believe. It's hard for me to believe that somebody wants me to do a service on them. You know, I'm still that guy that can't seem to pull it together, that can't seem to get sober, that, you know, continues to disappoint family. In the back of my mind, I'm still that guy. It's a, you know, it's a, I guess I'll never shake it. But when someone comes in and does an appointment, I say, do you want to, you know, I, first of all, I even have trouble. Do you want to come back? I'm afraid. I always feel like they're going to say, no, you're no good. But they always do. And most of my clients reschedule. They book, you know, 4, 6, 8, 10, whatever weeks out, and then they come back. But then there's this group that doesn't. And I'm always like, hey, no problem. You know, I'm just grateful. You know, still thinking, of course, why would they come back? I'm terrible. Nobody likes me. I'm not good enough. These are these old tapes that roll through the back of my head. And so I've never really pushed the fact that I need people to reschedule. Never really been an issue. Well, it's an issue now. And, you know, this person that got all upset at me, it's partially my fault. I should have said, listen, we need to get you into the schedule. And that way we don't have this problem. Because this person actually made me feel like they thought that I was on purpose not booking them. You know, if I text someone and said, hey, can you put me in the in your book? And they said, listen, I'm booked up. I can't get you in. My first thought is, oh, they don't like me. They're not trying to get me in. They're doing this on purpose. I am not doing this on purpose. I would never do that on purpose. Listen, I've had, listen, in the years that I've done hair, believe me, I've come across some people that I cannot stand. And I've done people that probably cannot stand me. So, you know, no biggie. It's just how it goes sometimes. But when that person calls, even, you know, I'll, you know, maybe the person walks out the door, I say, oh, but I never see that person again. And, you know, a couple, few, 5, 6, 8 weeks later, the phone rings. I'm like, hey, how are you? You know, I never would turn anybody away. Never would I ever turn anybody away. If I have a problem with somebody, it's usually my problem. I remember when I first got sober and I, you know, and I'm sure most of, you know, if you're sober or you work some sort of program, you've probably heard this before, but my sponsor used to say, if you don't like that person, that's the person you need to sit by. You know, if you don't like a meeting, that's definitely the meeting that you need to go to. And so I've, you know, it usually passes, right? Me being upset usually passes, and by the time they end up calling, I'm over it, and the funny thing is that there are a lot of relationships that I haven't particularly cared for that have turned into really great relationships. And honestly, if I'm having any problem with somebody, it's usually because it's somehow inconveniencing me. I'm being inconvenienced, it's not going my way. It's basically an adult tantrum disguised as, I don't really like that person. You know, there's no, I mean, I lived my life in the beginning on that kind of stuff. Didn't like this person. I like this person. I want to do this. You know, never understanding the true motivation. Never being really honest. You know, I remember I wanted to be into BMX. Really, I wanted to impress my friend Danny. I remember I wanted to drink. Really, I wanted to impress my friend Danny. I liked the band Kiss. I mean, Danny liked the band Kiss, so I liked the band Kiss. You know, and then you look back and you're like, yeah, I was in BMX and I was in the band Kiss and you know, and all these things that I did in my life were not true to me. They were true to other people. So being honest has never been my go-to. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm an honest person, but when it comes to, like, being honest about, you know, my relationship with the person and doing things that I think that's because I really like it, but in the reality, it's because I'm just trying to impress somebody. You know, even my relationship with my sponsor, Matt, you know, I think in the beginning, I didn't really care what he had to say. I think I just wanted to be associated with Matt Haley. I mean, he was just a big figure in this town I wanted to be part of. And that, in turn, would shine some light on that. remember making adjustments and calling him because I didn't want him not to answer. I didn't want to. If he didn't answer, it's because he didn't like me. Not that he was busy or had something else going on. It was because in my mind, he didn't like me. And these are all old tapes, old behaviors. And, you know, I remember I would call him at 5:30 in the morning. Of course, he's asleep. That's why he didn't answer. You know, just to avoid the fact that there was an opportunity for him not to answer and mean that he didn't like me. It's weird, you know. We come in for the drinking, and it's the stinking thinking that ends up blowing our minds. And so, you know, I've been dealing with this person, and I, first of all, I don't like texting. I hate texting. It's a mess. I don't know if it's part of our issue that we're going through right now, but I, you know, if you're having a serious conversation with somebody through texting, it's going to get misinterpreted. Someone's feelings are going to get hurt. Someone's not going to like an answer. You know, it's very shaky. So I personally do not like to text, especially over a disagreement. But this person's texting me, and I'm like, you know, I just don't have... I wrote back, geez, you know, this huge complaint. Yeah. But, you know, during this whole, and I just use this as an example. And honestly, when this all happened, it's been going on for like about a week and a half, because part of the problem is I went on vacation, and people don't like that. And this person was contacting me on my vacation. I'm like, hey, I'm on vacation. Let me get back. When I get back, I'll find you a spot. And it was still struggling. He's like, hey, just find me something after 4 and text me the time. And I go, sounds good. And I did. And then I got this whole message saying, I text you on this day. You avoided me until this day. And then finally on this day. And then this is the day you're going to give me. That is unacceptable. And I said, geez. I wrote G-E-E-Z. That was it. Thank God I hate texting. Thank God I'm bad at it, because I had a lot more to say. Actually, I tried to call this person. They didn't answer. They wouldn't answer. They're texting, but they won't answer the phone. And so I canceled the appointment that I made for this person. I'm done with this person. I don't need this shit in my life. I like this person. We have a great relationship. But I don't need this shit in my life. I actually, you know what? If I'm going to be honest, I think this person was drunk. This to me reminded me of something I would do drunk. You know a person, you know, when you, has this happened? You know a person face to face, you interact, you know, maybe nothing social, but just like in a work environment or in the service environment, and you know this person, and then you get a text like this that is just, you know, how dare you? I'm not feeling like I'm an appreciated client. I'm like, where did this come from? This person seemed to me like they were intoxicated. And I definitely don't have any patience for that. Listen, I'll help anybody that wants to, you know, look at getting sober or work on themselves. I'll share my story. If I can be of service, you know, I can't fix you, but if I can help in any way, please, I'd love to. But I'm not going to be berated by a drunk texter. And so I canceled the appointment. So long. And then they wrote back, geez, like, oh, geez. And then I get this text this morning, the whole, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, debating whether I should give you another chance or if I should start over. And I wrote, you should start over. I don't need drama in my life. That's it. I had full range to say whatever I want, to tell this person how I felt, and I didn't. I just kept it simple. You need to start over, find somebody new. I don't need drama. And they wrote back, you know, yeah, and I'm tired of these hollow promises. What? I'm like, hollow promises? I am oh, shoot. Hold on. My wife texts me. Let's see. Really bad accident down here. They're bringing the helicopter out your out your Wawa. Uh-oh. Bad accident. Let me write. I'm okay. So she knows I'm safe. Yeah, anyway, I just, it's a bummer, you know, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just, you know, if it's alcohol, that would be, that'd be one thing. But if it's, you know, I think we're just, I was telling somebody the other day, I said, I really feel like we're just all assholes. It's just our natural position. And we spend a lot of effort trying to, you know, not be one. Like, we put a lot of effort into it. You know it's easy for me to be grumpy or be a jerk, but I try to put effort into being, you know, patient and understanding and to try to appear like I'm not a jerk. But I think sometimes my natural behavior is just kind of jerky. And I think that a lot of people are going through this. And you hear, we went to this BJ's grocery store thing that we have here, and this old man was ripping into this little old lady, and she worked there, and I was like, I felt like, and this was weird too, because I'm like, you know, I feel like going over there and fucking punching him right in the face, but I didn't, obviously, because I'm better than that. But it was just another example of how fucking crazy people are. It's crazy. And I hope we start getting better. So, anyway, that's, I don't know, I guess I'm sharing this whole story because honestly, when this happened Saturday night, it really threw me for a loop. It wrecked my night. My wife and I, my older son went to Firefly. We had a music festival here this weekend, Firefly. My younger son was at his mom's, and my daughter was over at grandma's. So we basically had the weekend. You know, we had planned to go to Firefly, just didn't work out. I was a little nervous, and I hate to say this, but kind of about COVID, but not about catching it and dying, but more catching it and then not being able to work. I mean, I just spent 15 minutes sharing how freaking busy I am. The least thing I could do, least thing I need is to be off for a week and sick. So, you know, and then it just, you know, it just never happened. But my son went, and so we had this whole weekend, and we hung out Friday night, and we just had such a great time, went out to a local restaurant, Lefty's, and hung out with my brother, who's down because my dad is, you know, he's been in a rehab facility. I won't get into that whole story, but he's doing good. So my brother was down, so we you know, hung out with him. We had a great time, hung out on the porch. Beautiful. The weather here on the East Coast is just spectacular right now, like 70s, just special. And so we just had a great time. And then Saturday we had a great day, hung out. And then I get this text, and it just fucking killed the night for me. I mean, from that point on, I was just like completely annoyed. You know, it's like someone say, hey, I got a secret, and they tell you, but they say you can't tell anyone. Well, it was sort of like that. I mean, it wasn't a secret, but there wasn't nothing I could do. I didn't want to, you know, I picked up the phone. I tried to call him. He wouldn't answer. Tried again, wouldn't answer. And just wanted to fucking lay into him. How dare you? You know, blah, 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 what I do, blah, blah. And I couldn't. I could, but I didn't want to. I know better. Restraint from pen and tongue and text. I can't get my point across. First of all, I'm having a conversation with someone that actually thinks that I am trying to not book them, trying to avoid them or something. Like, so I have ill will towards them, and that's absolutely not true. The fact is I just couldn't find a spot. And the spot that I found, they weren't caring for. But to be kind of put on the spot like that and then not be able to defend yourself, it just didn't sit well with me. And I could have prayed about it. I chose not to. I don't know why. But it really kind of ruined my night. And but I think that I would rather have that ruined than have text or said something that I would have regretted. You know, because in the end, I'm still just a guy. I'm still just a human being a human being, right? And I want to do the best version that I can. Sometimes it's harder than others. But it's my intention is to be, you know, the best kind of human I can be. And in that moment, it was uncomfortable. Let's see. Let's do a reading, if I can find any reading here. Does anybody listen to this podcast? I mean, I see numbers. People listen. Has anybody enjoyed this podcast? Is it helpful? Does anybody want to talk about anything? Are you going through anything? You got an anniversary? A topic? You know, I could do this podcast forever. You know, but there are nights where I sit and go, why are you doing this podcast? What is this about? Is this about you, Tom? Is this about helping? Is this self? What is this about? And then I'm like, well, I'm not going to do the podcast anymore. And then, you know, later on, I'm like, yeah, but it's, you know, I do get it off my chest. So listen, if anybody has a topic, you can follow me and message me on my I Am Sorry About Last Night Instagram page. If you want to follow, I'm not hard to find. I've got plenty of outlets if you want to reach out. Give me a topic. Are you new? I'd love to get a whole thing with, you know, if people let me know their anniversary, I'd love to give people anniversary shout outs. That'd be really cool. All right. Let's see. Daily reflections. Do you hate this podcast? Let me know. I'm a little bit in the dark right now. All right, here we go. September the 28th, love without strings. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. That's very true. That's Alcoholics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, page 89. Sponsorship held two surprises for me. First, that my sponsees cared about me. What I had thought was gratitude was more like love, and they wanted me to be happy. To grow and remain sober, knowing how they felt kept me from drinking kept me from drinking more than once. Second, I discovered that I was able to love someone else responsibly, with respectful and genuine concerns for that person's growth. Before that time, I had thought that my ability to care sincerely about another's well-being had atrophied from lack of use. I had thought that my ability to care sincerely about another's well-being had atrophied from lack of use. To learn that I can love without greed or anxiety has been one of the deepest gifts that the program has given me. Gratitude for that gift has kept me sober many times. You know, that's great. I had thought that my ability to care sincerely about another's well-being had atrophied from lack of use. I'm assuming that's like neuropathy or not, atrophied. Like it just, you don't use it, it just dies off. I get that. I totally get that. You know, I've always said I'm a self-centered asshole with deficiency in humility. If I'm self-centered, that means I constantly think of me. So to think of others, and you know, this is where, you know, that word rightly comes back. You know, am I doing it rightly? You know, for the first time when I remember putting down the drink and being sober, and I remember very, very emotional. Like I had this whole thing about squirrels. Like I could not fathom the idea of running over a squirrel. Where we live, we have a lot of like squirrels and shit that run around. And I just remember just the thought of running over a squirrel would make me like almost cry. Like I hadn't thought of anything else but myself for so long. I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know what to make of it. So atrophied, meaning, you know, you just don't use it and it just dies off. Yeah, that's what had happened to me. So, you know, but that's all about that, you know, doing things rightly. Am I doing this because I get to now? Or am I doing it because it's what I should be doing? You know, taking the cart back all the way back to the store and checking to see who's watching me. That's caring. That's me caring about the store. Look at me. I care about this store. I don't want anybody to have to worry about this cart. I'm going to take it all the way back up. It looked good on my resume. But the reality was I kept looking to see if anybody was noticing. You know? It's a trippy thing. And, you know, but that's just another one of these great gifts that we get out of this program. It never changes, though. It is not cut and dry. I've said this, you know, all the stuff that I go through today is not the reason I came into this program. You know, it's about getting honest. Honest. You know, if I go someplace and I don't really want to go, and I don't say anything about it, I just live in the resentment of the fact that I didn't want to go, I'm not going to have a good time. But if I say, listen, I don't really want to go to this, but I'm going to go. And at that point, the honesty, it's been exposed, and now you could still possibly, out of nowhere, have a good time. Like, yeah, I didn't want to go, but damn, that was a lot of fun. You know, because I let the resentment go. It's a big deal. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great day. Send me a message. I'm sorry about last night on Instagram. It's a little yellow face. Send me a message. Tell me to go to hell. Tell me hello. Tell me your anniversary. Let's celebrate it. Let's get a system. Have a great day, bye.
As well as strong, and use my head alongside my heart, subtain my flesh, fix my eyes, tethered my